New life given to Kyoto Protocol. More than 150 countries agreed on December 10th at the Climate Change Conference in Montreal to extend the life of the Kyoto Protocol on global warming. An 11th-hour deal was reached to start formal talks from May 2006 on discussing further mandatory reductions in greenhouse gas emissions after the year 2012. Unfortunately, the United States, which produces 25% of the world's pollution but houses just 4% of the global population, has only agreed to join non-binding talks. The US government rejects the Kyoto Protocol, denouncing it as an economic straitjacket. President Bush, urged by oil, gas and coal industry lobbyists, has put his faith in scientists somehow finding ways of curbing greenhouse gas emissions that do not hurt America's economy. Former President Bill Clinton received a rapturous applause for his 30-minute speech in which he said Mr. Bush was flat wrong. Mr. Clinton, a leading proponent on the urgent need for immediate action on saving the environment, said, "There is no longer any serious doubt that climate change is real, accelerating, and caused by human activities." Environmentalists expressed their content at seeing the deadlock broken at the end of the marathon 12-day talks. A World Wildlife Fund representative said, "The Kyoto Protocol is alive and kicking." Greenpeace agreed the conference had strengthened the protocol. These sentiments were seconded by Canada's Environment Minister, who closed the conference by stating, "We are going to reconcile humanity with its planet."